I know that you worked with Ray Price.
Yeah, I was Ray Price's, one of his guitar players.
Tell me about that, man. What was the, how did you get that job?
Well, there's a steel player named Bobby Seymour, mm-hmm. and he's got a store. He sells steel guitars and accessories and all that. So he's a great steel player in his own right.
Right, I know who he is.
I walked in there one day, and he was on the telephone, and he's talking, and he puts his hand over the mouthpiece. He said, "You want to be a Cherokee Cowboy this weekend?" You know, and immediately I thought, "Cherokee Cowboy, that's Ray Price's band." I said, "Well, yeah, I think I do, you know."
Yeah.
So he said, "I got a guitar player. Yeah, he's real good. He'll go with us."
Wow.
And so I went, met the bus, met Ray. Never seen him before. You know, obviously a big fan of his music.
Sure.
You know? Never seen him before. Just as nice as he could be to me, you know. And, boy, I'm telling you what, man, that guy still sings great.
Oh, man.
We did a show with him last year in Florida, Ray Price and Randy Travis thing, you know. Man, that guy, he's still got it. I mean, he's just awesome.
Man.
Awesome singer.
Man.
One of my heroes.
Yeah, that
had always it. Had a great band, you know. Just,
yeah.
It was, you know, for about 5 minutes, I really thought I was somebody because I was in Ray Price's band.
Well, you
know?
Were.
Well, I mean, you know, it's
you
like,
were,
that's,
man.
That's pretty
That's
heavy.
Royalty.
That's heavy-duty stuff
oh, man.
For somebody like me.
That's it, history, you know? Man.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I wouldn't take anything for that.
So how about Dolly Parton?
I worked for her for a couple of months,
uh-huh.
and that was just one of those things that didn't work out.
Right.
You know?
Well, how'd you get that gig?
A friend of mine was he was in the crew.
Right.
And the position came open, and he called me up. He said, "You want me to throw your name in the pot?" And I said, "Well, sure." Well, I had been working with George Jones for like 3 or 4 years as his guitar player.
Mm.
And, you know, after you've been doing something for a certain number of years, you know, you start thinking about doing some other things.
Sure.
And so I quit George and went to work with Dolly.
Right.
You know, and... It was a good thing ultimately.
Right.
It didn't, you know, it didn't work out right then, but it got me off the road for a little while, and the session thing started happening for me a little bit.
So George Jones, now with George, how did you get the job with George?
There again, I had some friends in his band, you know, and the position came open, and they called up, and I was playing at the Nashville Palace, that nightclub out there by Opryland.
Sure.
And they said, "Can you come to Florida tomorrow?" Well, I couldn't. It was too short a notice. You know, I didn't have anybody to sub for me or anything. I said, "No, I can't." I said, I'm sorry. I'd love to. Love to work with George Jones. I mean,
the Jones boys.
Exactly, man. And he said, "Well, look," he said, "if I can get somebody to do the little deal here," said, "when can you get loose?" I said, "In a week or two, I could get loose." And I went and rehearsed with them right down the street here from where we're at right now at a place called Pee Wee's.
Oh.
Remember that place?
I do remember
Pee Wee's Club.
Yeah. I forgot that was right over
there. Yeah. Side. Well, I don't think it's there anymore. I said, "Well, I need a tape or something." He said, "You don't
need
no tape."
It burnt down. Pee Wee's burnt down.
Did it?
It burnt down.
I never knew what happened to it.
It burnt down. That's right. I remember that. It burnt down.
Well.
So you had a... You went over an audition.
Well, I kind of already had the job. That's been a strange thing about my career. Jobs that I auditioned for, they never work out. That Dolly thing, I auditioned for it.
Yeah.
There's been some other people I auditioned for. It never works out.
Right.
If there's people already in the band and they know me and they know what I do,
right,
and they put up enough of a smoke screen to mask my shortcomings or whatever, then it works out. Those have been the ones that worked out for years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Well, it's just like I say, it's like when you audition for somebody, that's not the optimum situation for me.
Yeah.
That's not the best of all possible worlds for me. If it's somebody that kind of knows what I do, that's what works out good for me.
So now, how did you hook up with Vern Gosden?
Well, that was after Dolly. There again, I knew everybody in his band, you know, and they this friend of mine was leaving the steel chair.
And what year was that?
That was 1990. They said, "Come play. We need somebody." Now that was kind of half audition and half prearranged.
Yeah.
I went there and Vern was there and they were rehearsing and Vern said, "Son, can you play like Pete Drake?" I said, "Well, nobody can play just like him." I said, "I'll do the best I can for you," and I played for him at rehearsal, and he said, "That'll do, son. Come on, get on the bus with us. Let's go."
So, cool.
So I was with him 7-8 months, and I left there and started doing this radio show in Kentucky, Libby's, Live at Libby's.
I remember that.
Do you remember that show?
I remember that show.
Tracy Lawrence was up there with us. That's
right.
Where he got started.
I remember that show. I sure do. That was a big deal for a while.
Yeah, man. It was a live radio show, and it was on every Saturday night, and that thing was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.